Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline here on this Patriots Monday, it is linebacker Jelani Tavai. He is brought to us by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health with offices in Dedham, Marlboro, Woburn, and Salem, New Hampshire. Visit northeastmenshealth.com and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Jelani Tavai, welcome back to Gresham Fourier. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're hanging in there, trying to break down what happened against the Raiders yesterday. Just taking the temperature on you, Jelani Tavai. Where are you at 1-5? What's the vibe? What's the mindset? What's the feel going through your mind right now?
I mean, no one's happy with 1-5, of course. But there's definitely no panic. I know a lot of the guys right now were frustrated and you know, just pissed off because of the outcome. But no one's hit the panic button, and no one's going off the rails. Everybody knows that we're. I mean, if you watch the game, we're getting there. It showed that the defense was playing hard, our offense was moving the ball and making plays, but. You know, it's the little things that will, you know, nip us in the butt. So we just got to make sure we fix those things this week and get ready for Buffalo.
You know, we've been hearing that a lot. Fix the little things, fix the little things. You know, and the little things have been kind of like, you know, been a thorn in your guys' side for, God, like at least the last 3 to 4 weeks. So what are the little things, and how – when does the message just become redundant? You know, if you're saying the same thing over and over again, but there isn't no change.
You know, I mean, in the game, you know, it was like when I talk about the little things, it was like penalties or, making sure that we just wrapped up on our tackles on defense. You know, it was just back to getting to our fundamentals, you know? So those are the big things that will always bite us in the butt because, like I said, this week we were playing our hearts out. We were making plays on both sides of the ball. But those little things will always be that little chip in someone's like armor. Like, so every week we just got to take that approach that we have to be striving for perfection. And I know that the guys are going to be ready to come and play this week against Buffalo.
So when it comes to, like, I guess my question is, like, how do you, like, resist holding a grudge against the offense when you guys constantly go up there? You do an excellent job against the Raiders in the red zone. I think they're 1-7. And then the offense continually puts you out there. Is there a fear of some sort of grudge that you guys need to resist against the offense or towards the offense?
None at all. I mean, like I said before, with other people, we got the offenses back no matter what. You know, they're gonna have some plays where they struggle, but it's on us as a defense to make sure that we do our job, get the ball back into their hands, and if we got to go back out there again, then we're gonna repeat that process where we just got to make sure we do our jobs. I know that that might be stressful for some people, but for me and the other guys who are on the football field on defense, we're ready for any challenge. And we have no grudge or whatsoever with the offense. We're just trying to make sure that we have their backs no matter what.
Jelani Tavai with Gresh and Fourier here on this Patriots Monday. How did you see the personal foul call there on the tough tackle? What exactly went down? How did you see that?
Man, I didn't know that was illegal, but I was just playing to the whistle. I didn't hear a whistle, and I was just making sure that we set the tone early in this game. We as a defense want to always make sure that we are aggressive. And I guess nowadays you got to be, I don't know, passive aggressive in this league because they're calling a lot of plays on the defense, whether it's on a quarterback, on a receiver. So, I don't know. I'm not going to change the way I play, but I'm going to play to the whistle, and that's how I saw it, and it was kind of upsetting when they threw the flag.
Yeah, I think it was like they got you for just lifting him off the ground. That's what I think it was. It's like this ticky-tack rule, like, oh, you're putting him in danger. But I will say this. The very next series, though, was one of the better, I guess, plays I've seen in a while with Peppers with the big, you know, jarring hit on Davante Adams and you with Johnny on the spot grabbing that interception. Walk me through that one. I mean, talk about that one real quick.
Man, all I know is Pep, he was laying the boom on that play. I wasn't even in coverage on that play. I was running a stunt with Barmore, and just so happened that I was just hustling to the play to try and make sure that we just tackled Davante, and Pep made sure that happened. And I just wanted to make sure that we had a spark play. You know, we needed one of those plays in that situation where we needed somebody to make a big play and an impact play. And Jabril came up big for us and just had to capitalize on those tip balls.
All right, Jelani, head up. Thanks for the time. We'll catch you down the road. Thank you.
Of course. Appreciate you guys.